Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You got a date this weekend, and you need some little tips to get to make sure everything goes right. Right? Okay, I'm talking to the fellas here, all right? Ladies, you can listen in, but I'm talking to the fellas.
Wait, okay.
You might have a date this weekend. It could be somebody that you've gone out with before. It doesn't necessarily make a difference, but I just want to make sure your date goes smoothly. I had one that didn't go quite as smoothly as I wanted it to last year, so sometimes you have to do things different, kind of mix it up a little
bit. Because you messed it up, right?
Yeah, I did. I'll admit that. So, you know, I was trying to write some things down to give myself some mental tips, and so I thought I would share these with people just to give you a little dating tip, all right?
Okay.
So, Big Al's dating tip, Thursday edition, right here. Women hate text messages saying, come on down, like when you arrive to pick them up, right? You know, women hate that.
Right.
When you arrive to pick up your little honey bear, give her three little gentle 2-second blasts on your horn. Boom. Yeah. You know, women hate those text messages. They're so impersonal. But, right. You know, now if she lives like high up, maybe on the third or fourth floor, you might have to lay on the horn for about 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, trust me, it's going to say I love you. All right?
Now, yeah, it's stupid.
Tip number two. After you get your little love prospect safely tucked into your car and you're on the way to the restaurant, do this. Stop at the first gas station you see and get you $5 or $6 worth of gas. Now, this is going to do two things. This is going to see how much credit you have on your credit card. You're going to make sure it's working. And it's going to make her feel like, wow, he's looking out for me. He's going to make sure that we don't run out of gas while we're on the date. Don't get too much, though, because you don't want to take all your available credit off your card. Now, tip number three, when you arrive at the restaurant, say it's 7:30,
yeah,
Saturday night, mm-hmm, the lobby area is full, packed with people, right?
Right.
And you know what those people have that you don't have?
What?
They Money. Have reservations.
Oh, yeah. You need those.
No. They're sitting there waiting. They got reservations and they're waiting. You know what they don't have? They don't have a little cash in their pocket. Get you about 3 or 4 of those nice, crisp little George Washingtons. Put them in your hands so nobody can even see them.
Is that just dollar bills?
Yeah. George Washington's,
baby. So $3 or $4 will do it?
Yeah. Slide it to the host. Don't make a big deal about it. Before you know it, that man will be saying, Washington, party of two. And he'll give you a little wink, and you'll be held on the way to your table right there. All right?
Gotcha!
Three little tips. Just three little tips to help your date.
That was only three?
To help your date go smooth.
Felt like so many more.
Help your date go smooth this weekend.
How do you have a girlfriend?
That is a very good question. I swear, I almost
How
told her this.
How do you have a girlfriend with those tips?
I almost told her this last night. I
said, what?
But she'll
tell her now on the radio.
I keep thinking that one day she's going to, like, look at me. You know, like, what the hell am I doing with him?
Yeah. Kelly.
I mean, that's in the back of my mind. Have you ever been in a relationship like that? I mean,
yeah, I've had a guy literally. We were going great.
Yeah.
Everything was wonderful.
Yes.
And I didn't have an inkling that anything was wrong. And we were supposed to go out, and he called me, and he said, I don't feel the same way anymore. I was like, well, what happened? I don't know. I just woke up today, and I didn't feel the same way anymore.
That's
that was
happens.
Literally how he broke up with me.
But you respect that,
and I
right?
was like, no, I didn't respect that. I was the one that now, like, well, you have to give me a reason. I understand if I had done something wrong. If I had flirted with the guy and it made you mad.
Right.
If I got too drunk at a party and embarrassed you. If I embarrassed you in front of your boss. No. Oh, I just woke up and didn't feel the same way.
That happens to guys.
What can I do to make you feel like you did yesterday? So I was the one showing up at his house and knocking on his door because I'm like,
how do you feel today?
Can you tell me what I did?
That
doesn't help. Don't do that.
2 days later. How you feel today?
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that happens to girls very often. It happened to me in high school where I just woke up one day and I had a girlfriend and I was like, I don't feel the same way. Have you ever had that out?
No, I haven't. But I keep thinking that one day my girlfriend's going to like, she's going to give me that little tilted head like a puppy dog does when he can't understand. You're like, what am I doing over here with this dude?
I mean, I guess he's doing you a favor when he's just honest that. You know?
I love her. She loves me. So I guess we're good. There's no signs of anything. We're doing pretty good.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with me and Kevin either.
We should get out instead of
it's
that.
Been 2 years.
That ticker watch you were talking about, Kelly, the mm-hmm. death watch. We should get
out. Relationship watch.
The breakup watch.
No.
Let's get you the breakup watch.
Maybe there is some sort of online thing where you put in the the factors of your relationship. Like, no, that might, they might, there might be a calculator like that, like where you put in how long you've dated, the age difference, religious differences, lifestyle differences, and maybe it would be able to tell you, like, if one of you is a real big gym rat and one of you won't get off the couch, that probably puts a strain on the relationship. Yeah. Maybe there's some sort of way to figure out.
Good with
out
the money, not good with the money.
The life of the relationship, how long it should last.
It's a thought. But it doesn't affect me because my relationship is going fine.
Oh, see, you better knock wood. You can't just say stuff like that without jinxing it.
Big 2-year anniversary date this week.
Yeah. And so I'm going to, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I mean, I do have a general plan.
I've already planned it out since it is Thursday.
I do have a general plan, but I'm not going to fall off into the, okay, she likes the, what do you call it? Salsa dancing and the Cuban.
I tried that last year
and I don't want to rerun. I don't want to redo of that. I just want to redo and make it better. So I've got something in my head. I'm not going to blow it right now. I'll let you know on Monday.
I can't wait for Monday.
All I want, I just want to make it special for her. That's all.
Yeah, you should always want to make it special.
All women want to be special.
You should make it special for her every day.
I wonder what she's doing for you. Why has it always got to be about the man planning everything?
Yeah, she. You know what? She planned Curtis's birthday party.
That wasn't for her. You.
Well, still, I know. But, I mean, she goes above and beyond.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
She does a good job.
2 years.
And it's a job. Being with me is a job. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm like at the bar. I'm at the bar all the time. Mm-hmm. And then if a girl, I want to take a picture. And then she's like, and she
on
has a smile on her face. She has a smile on her face.
She's the one always taking the picture for.
Yeah, and you know, she has a good attitude about it. Or some, oh, it's my birthday, and you know, and I'm always like grabbing folks and trying to make them feel, you know, good. And then she's like there. So I have to try and go after that's over. Then the me and her time, I try and do that. But by that time, I'm tired. I've been drinking. I'm like, okay, babe, tomorrow.
Are you going to be throwing a 2-year anniversary party at the mat this weekend?
Well, that might be where we end up.
No. See, Al?
What?
That's what went wrong last time.
No, you do not go near your bar on your anniversary night. You don't go near it.
But it's football season.
No, it's football season. Ohio State's got a big game.
You don't. You got to show her she's more important than that.
I mean, like,
Al?
We're taking bets at the office whether or not they're going to end up at the bar.
Don't.
It'll be late.
Do it. Don't.
It'll be late.
No. She will, the next day, it will pay off if you go the whole night without going by that bar, I'm telling you.
Don't take her to your bar, Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm so excited.
I know you are.
I have a lot invested in this, you know, up-and-coming artist.
I know you do, Kelly Raspberry.
I didn't ask for 10%. I just asked for a really nice present.
You know, we...
Remember that.
We do a lot of competitions between us on the show, but it's very seldom that something happens to, you know, as a result of something winning, it's on such a big scale as it has with you, Reagan James.
Well, this is Reagan James. Now, let's just be honest. We had this talent scout competition. Has it been 2 years now?
One.
Only one?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's what happened because we did it. Okay, now I'm trying to do the math in my head. And
we're looking for the next big thing.
Next big thing. We were going to try to be Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
Like how Scooter Braun has discovered, you know, Justin Bieber.
Right, it can't be that hard,
wink,
right?
Wink.
On YouTube.
Right. And so we thought, well, if it's that easy, we can do it. And it was hard. But through a lucky circumstance, I found Reagan James, and she won. Yay!
She did.
And she went on to do other things despite winning that out. She got to audition for America's Got Talent. Voice. There's so many, it's hard to keep straight. And she's got picked for Team Blake.
I did.
So exciting. Yeah. Reagan, welcome back.
Thank you.
This is Reagan sitting on our show last year.
Yeah.
Low One Direction.
Baby, just shout it out. Baby, shout it out.
And we knew you were a star then, Reagan.
It's crazy. It's been a year. Like, I was walking into this building.
Yeah.
And, like, I remembered what I was doing. I was like, oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this place.
After all of this has happened to you, how is Blake?
Blake is great.
You know, Big Al loves Blake Shelton like I love Britney Spears.
Blake,
so he's going to want to know nothing. He doesn't care about you. He wants to know about Blake.
I don't say I don't care about her, but I do want to know how Blake is doing. How does he start his day? What type of coffee does he have? Is it really coffee in that Starbucks cup or is it beer?
He usually starts his coffee out with a shot of tequila in it.
Just
kidding. I don't know. I assume.
Sounds right, though.
He sounds about right.
Now, you threw us for a loop because in your package before you went and performed, you said you had your eye on Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he did not turn around, even though he did regret it afterwards.
Yeah.
And I figured you would have gone with Gwen because she's poppy.
a lot of social media thought you were going to go with Gwen too.
Yeah,
and that was, if you were, I'm sure you've seen all the tweets and
yeah,
the back and forth.
Well, I was going to go with Gwen for like the whole entire time they were talking. I was like, okay, Team Gwen.
So you weren't sure yet.
I wasn't.
Oh,
I,
wow.
I was trying to go completely unbiased and just, you know, feel it up there.
Oh, no. If Pharrell turned around, you would have gone with Pharrell.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Because that was what you wanted.
That's true. But in any other circumstance, like, I wasn't leaning towards anyone specific. But, and then I was like, well, Kelly Clarkson's from my town. Kelly knows Blake. That's an amazing connection that amazing things can come from.
How does Kelly get along with Blake?
Oh, God.
I can't say.
They get along very well.
I'm sure they get along very well.
Good.
And Blake's had the experience. He's been there, done that a few times.
And he loves kids. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a dad. Mm-hmm. Like, he cares so much about all of his, you know, all of his kids. And so, I don't know. I'm really happy to be on Team Blake.
You did a good, you think you don't regret your decision for one second. No second thoughts.
Not at all.
Well, that's good to know. And so there's still, how many more weeks are they going to be doing these blind auditions? I've never watched The Voice until you're on, Reagan.
Oh,
so
thanks.
You're the reason I'm watching. So I'm not really sure how this works. How many more weeks of blind auditions before we get to see the battle rounds come up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's two more weeks of blind auditions. And they're going to be amazing because everybody on the season is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have somebody that's like really making you sweat a little bit? Like somebody like, that's my competition right there.
Yeah, who are you scared of the most?
I'm not really scared of anyone.
Like, good answer.
No, I mean, I like to view it as more of like a team thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're there doing the same thing together and we need to build each other up instead of like taking each other down in a competition. Like, I like to see these people as my friends because they're all amazing and individually great at what they do. And
right.
So I don't like to see it as I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see you succeed too.
So I know you guys can't talk about this, but you guys have you're basically waiting for the live shows, right? Everything has been taken care of and done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know she can't release anything, but it's because she's allowed, it's crazy that you're allowed to go out and have fun still. Because a lot of the times they shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to be shut down.
Yeah, I love that I get to do stuff like this. It's awesome.
What does Blake like to do?
He likes to sing.
As you can tell, Al's a big fan
of
Blake.
Why don't you write a little note to Blake? And maybe...
I'm nervous just thinking about writing a note.
I know, you got to write a note, and maybe Reagan will be nice enough to deliver it for you.
Oh, Reagan. Mm-hmm. Reagan, if you did that... Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you something to give to him, too. Oh, I didn't bring anything.
Yeah, what happens when you choose a teammate? Does he go back there and talk to you for a minute during the break?
No.
You just basically go and they move on to the next person?
All I saw before they went to break was Pharrell coming over saying, I'm going to steal you first chance I get.
Yeah.
So that had to be a good little, okay.
If he even gets
that was very affirming. That was awesome. I was like, okay, good. I'm safe.
Would you let him steal you from Blake?
It's not her choice.
It's not her choice.
Point.
Would I have a choice?
No.
Yeah, I guess you would.
I mean,
I watch the show. I
think what happens is
you battle
another Team Blake member, right?
Right.
And then
somebody
Blake
gets eliminated.
Will pick which one of you stays and which one of you goes, and that's when he would have the chance to steal.
Your response should have been to Pharrell, you probably won't get a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep it real cocky.
Good luck.
No.
Well, that doesn't, just because he didn't pick you for his team, that doesn't mean you might not work with him one day.
Yes.
You know, in the future.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
That'll
be exciting. Well, you have been you've been singing a lot since you were a little kid, and you've been doing a lot of covers. You did a wonderful cover of, oh God, what'd you do the other night on The Voice? Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Give Me Love.
Give Me Love, which was beautiful. But today you're going to sing a cover for us of Sam Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one is this one?
Lay Me Down.
Lay Me Down by Sam
Smith. He has so many songs that have the word me in the title, and I'm always like, which one is it? But yeah.
Lay Me Down.
Yeah.
Two
big
songs.
This is Reagan James' version of the Sam Smith song, Lay Me Down.
Thank you. I do, I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you tonight. The emptiness, this hole that I'm inside, these tears, they tell their own story. Your touch, your skin,
Where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. The emptiness is holding, I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But these feelings overwhelming, much too strong. Next to you and make sure you're right. Take care of you. I don't wanna be here if I can't be with you tonight.
Wow. 15 years old.
Blake is so lucky. Crazy.
That is Reagan James. She's on The Voice. She's Thank a contestant you. On The Voice, Team Blake, and just blew us away. Who's that playing guitar for you?
This is my stepdad, Scott Cloud.
Did you see him on TV?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I thought it
probably
dude.
Would be, but I didn't want to be presumptuous.
Now, your stepdad's the one that got you into music because he plays the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for him, do you think you would have sang? Or?
Mm-mm. Probably not.
How will we ever know?
No.
Yeah, you never
I guess
know.
We won't.
She'd be a volleyball
right.
player. Yeah, that's what you were doing. You were playing
yeah,
volleyball.
I was kind of funny. Your mom's like, it really broke my heart when she didn't go back on the volleyball court. But now she's on The Voice. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, right?
I think it's okay. I think she's okay.
Well, in case we do, I don't know. I might be throwing somebody a curveball in case you missed what the judges had to say about mm-hmm. Reagan's performance of the night. We have a little something for you to listen to.
I want you on my team. Please.
I was 17 when I started my band, No Doubt. And I was you. I was so you. Except for your voice is way better.
Gwen's never even won one of these things, by the way, ever. I just think that we haven't ever heard anybody like you on this show.
Well, thanks.
And I just think that you're very special. I do.
Thank you.
Working with young people from Texas has been a specialty of mine on this show.
Speaking from a missed opportunity, you are such a threat to the game.
Hey, it's time to decide. Who do you pick as your coach?
I pick Blake.
Yeah! Oh. Yes! Yeah!
I knew you did, but...
I thought Gwen had you with the whole, I started my band at 17.
Me too.
She got her. She wrapped her.
You'd open your mouth and Blake fell out.
Was it literally just that last moment when you said, Blake?
Yeah, it was when you started saying, I pick Blake.
Now, yeah, sure.
Career Blake.
I know you haven't even had like a minute to process all of this. So when they, I haven't watched The Voice. So they take you like, do they the image consultant? Is it what, when you're being mentored, what does that really mean? They just help you with song selection?
I mean, you mean a mentor?
Yeah, how
what's
the mentor relationship like? Is he going to like tell you, I'd rather see you in blue. You look pretty in blue and make it shorter and you know, I mean, is it about image or is it just about your voice?
I mean, I don't know yet. But
Oh, well done. Well done.
I mean, based on previous, I've never watched the show.
Right. Based on
Well, she hadn't been
based
on, the, show,
on
so.
The previous stuff that I've seen, yeah. You know, we'll sit down with the music director and we'll, you know, and then there's a mentor who comes
right.
in.
In addition to Blake, because like last year it was his wife, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Miranda.
Yeah.
So you're hoping for Kelly Clarkson.
And I know that Gwen Stefani's bringing in Gavin.
Yes. You could have sat with Gavin Rossdale.
Oh my gosh.
See, you didn't know though. You didn't know.
Because you know they say it's all about the voice on the show, but I really think you know once you get past that, then it becomes about the whole package. It's about the imaging and everything.
The blinds are about the voice, and then after that, it's about.
Do you have any like, I am not going to cut my hair. I am not going to go blonde. I just hit my funny bone. See my knee jerk? Like, whoa. I guess my reflexes are all right. Is there anything like you've absolutely said, no, that's my line in the sand?
Mm-mm. I'm open to a lot, you know? I think they you know, they have what's best for me at heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just want to go out there and show them who I am. And if they can help me kind of mold that into, you know, what they see, then that's great.
This is a silly question, but like, what does the winner, besides winning, what does the winner actually get? Does the winner
get
on The Voice? I can't keep them all straight.
Well, a record deal.
A record deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a car?
I mean, the top three last season got a car.
You might get a helicopter this year.
Oh, my gosh.
They throw in those little surprises at the end, like suddenly, oh, Ford is here. What are you doing here, right? Ford?
Oh, it's Nissan.
Nissan, okay, yeah. Nissan.
Yeah. We're talking with Reagan James, who was discovered by Kelly Raspberry last year during our competition.
Oh, we could almost take that credit. Almost. I mean,
we all found people. Kelly found her.
Well, when I say we, it's Kelly Raspberry of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. So, you know, we'll go ahead and take a little bit of credit there.
Reagan's on the voice now. Did you listen to our show before, right?
Yes.
A little bit?
Of course.
Were you happy that it was Kelly Raspberry that picked you?
Oh, God.
Yes, of course.
Or were you hoping for Pharrell, too?
Well, we're also going to hear now. Reagan not only sings music, she writes music, and she does a really beautiful job. You can find your stuff on iTunes.
Yes, on iTunes, my album Remedy, and it has 13 songs on it, so go check it out.
Yeah, and that's all original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually going to perform one of your originals for us right now.
Yes.
Which one is this?
This one. You know, last time whenever I played here, I didn't have a name for my song because I had just written it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do right now.
Awesome. But
I haven't named it. I'm not going to give it a name because, like...
Nameless.
Yeah. Because I want to, like, make it a good name.
Yeah.
I want to think about it.
You should name it Blake.
No.
Done. Oh, Blake. This is Blake.
On the album, you should just have the track, like, track 3, and then just nothing next to it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You know, just nothing.
That's a fantastic idea.
So when
idea.
We intro it on the radio, it'd be like, here's Reagan James with... On the radio.
Yes.
That's great radio right there.
Yeah, see?
All four corners of my rug is snagged. Kind of reminds me of you. Paints my mind in the blurry visions of red and white and blue. Rolling Stone magazine spells out your name with every title I read through. But the other side of Californication could never heal this scar tissue. When I want you to see, you'll bring out a whole new side in me. And got me on my hands and knees, thinking, baby, please. Baby, please don't go. And I want you to see, you bring out a whole new side in me. You got me on my hands and knees, thinking, baby, please don't go.
Was Reagan James with?
There.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song.
It's my
right
new
there.
Favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Have you heard that new Reagan songs. James jam? It's awesome.
That's a lot of talent right there, and only 15 years old. It's just crazy. What do you vision for yourself ultimately?
There is no telling. I'm just kind of
just rolling with the punches.
Riding the ride and taking what comes and. Hoping for the best, and as of right now, it's amazing. I couldn't ask for anything else.
What do you do with school right now? Since you are 15, you should be in high school.
Well, I mean, I'm going to school today.
Yeah, so you're going to school. Like,
yeah.
1 minute you're on The Voice, and you're hanging out with Blake Shelton, and then you got to go to class in science.
I
go to school when I'm here, and when I'm not here, I have a tutor, and I go to school there.
Have y'all had homecoming yet?
Yes.
Oh, did you go?
Who are you going with?
I didn't go.
You didn't get to go?
Oh, Reagan.
Oh.
I didn't go.
Oh.
You're too busy?
Yeah.
How do you think you got picked for The Voice when you really didn't have a big sob story to go with it?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
You had to come. Yeah. Did they tell you come up with something?
Yours was, like, uplifting, actually.
I like my story because it's just, you know, this
not
kid
sad enough.
Who just came from this small town, you know?
My stepdad played guitar, and I played volleyball.
And I became a singer.
My daughter, literally, she's 7 years old, and she's watching it with me because I was like, we've got to watch it. I think Reagan's going to be on the blind auditions tonight. She's like, why is everybody's daddy dead?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you not notice that recurring theme?
It's not too late. Let's come up with one. We started off with...
She's already made it now. She doesn't need a sob story.
Start off like this. I was born a poor black child. And you just take it from there. Run with that.
That was taken by... Or you bullied anything?
No.
No?
Oh, man.
No embarrassing moment? Like, you weren't the last girl to pee her pants in second grade?
I mean, like, I have a really big obsession with black olives, and that hurts sometimes because people make fun of me for it.
There you go.
Yeah, because most people like green olives, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Really. That's the best thing I can come up with.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that.
You got to work on your sad story.
We're going to have to work on that. Tell Blake I said hello, please, and tell him that I want to have a beer with him really bad.
Yeah. Okay, hey. I'll make sure to do that.
And Reagan James, good luck with your black olives.
Thank
addiction.
Y'all so much for everything.
Make sure you watch The Voice. Now, Reagan's not going to be on for a couple more weeks because we got to get through more blind auditions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. We'll be back for the battle rounds, but we don't. Do you know the date when you'll be back on?
No specific date.
Not specific date. So we're going to have to just keep tuned to The Voice. It's going to be on Monday and Tuesday nights. That's on NBC.
And her Twitter is the Reagan James. Her Instagram is the Reagan James. And her Facebook is Reagan James Music. Keep up with the Reagan James because she's about to blow up.
ReaganJamesMusic.com.
And now we got to give away some money. And Reagan, you're going to help us, I think.
Yes, you are. $1,000 tag team trivia. I need you to read these five names. This is one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you got it?
These names?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, you can do that.
Okay.
She's going to get tripped up on one of them.
Brooklyn Johnson. Suzette Castano.
Shout out.
Brandy James. I like your last name. Sandy Trevino.
Treviso.
And Nikki Brzeski.
B-R-Z-E-S-K-I.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's time to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
It is time to play $1,000 Tag Team.
Ooh, this is a big one, too.
And our winner that has called in was the last name that we called.
Yeah.
So it's not just that first name. This was the last of the most difficult to pronounce.
And the trickiest.
Yeah.
The one who will be playing for $1,000 and a chance to go check out Katy Perry in Denver.
That's right. Here's the sweet part of this.
What's our winner's name?
Nikki Brzeski.
Did we say we butchered your last name, girl?
We know.
I think y'all are pretty close. It's Brzeski.
Oh, Brzeski. Okay.
All right.
You'll be Nikki to us, girl.
Yeah, Nikki. Nikki B.
Here's the cool thing.
I am for everybody.
You were the first one to call in, so you've got $500 guaranteed in your pocket. Congratulations on that.
Yay. Oh, thank y'all.
I'm so nervous right now.
You are teaming up with JC. He's the last man standing this week, and he's going to be your partner trying to win you $1,000. Now, I know you've heard the game. Let me explain it for those listening that maybe haven't. Okay. Every time you get a question right, you get another $100. When you miss, that's it.
Done.
You can't play for any more cash. But today, because of the Katy Perry contest, whether you make it to $1,000 or not, you get a chance to win the trip to see Katy Perry.
This is
a big day.
Bonus question. Now, should you get the question wrong, the bonus question, we're going to say bye to you, get your information, send you money. And then we're going to go to caller 13, and then that person will get a bonus question.
Okay.
And somebody's going to see Katy Perry regardless.
Thanks to Southwest Airlines and Capitol Records, they are.
Yeah, buddy.
I will tell you this, Nikki. I will try my hardest for you.
All right.
Real quick, tell us about you, Nikki.
I hope so, because I'm too nervous to think right now.
Well, let's calm your mind. Why don't you tell us about something you love? Tell us about you.
I'm married with two kids, and we're just kind of hunting and fishing kind of family.
Where are you calling us from?
From Arkansas.
Okay.
I love my Southern people.
Fayetteville or?
We live around Hope.
Hope.
Okay, cool.
That's Bill Clinton's place, right?
Yeah. Hope is what we need here.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Bill Clinton?
No.
Oh, God. He's so hot. Isn't that a sexy man?
Oh, Kelly.
I mean, for a Democrat.
He's sexy for a Democrat.
She had to throw that in.
All right, Nikki. Hopefully that got your mind off your nerves a little bit.
All right.
What about my nerves?
You ready to? I don't care about your nerves. You're going to be fine.
Here we go.
No, I'm not.
Here
Nikki,
we go.
Now you have a chance to answer the question. If you don't know it, pass it off to JC. Tag him in, okay?
Hopefully our categories have sports in there.
Let's find out about our categories.
They do not. Today's categories, as we've been keeping the entire theme going all week.
Yep.
Things that keep Shannon awake at night.
Okay. Ding.
Still on the board.
Yep.
Style and fashion.
Okay.
And U.S. presidents.
How you feeling there, Jose Chavez?
Any of them.
You're going to do fine.
I don't know about fashion.
You got this.
I know Shannon pretty well. And presidents I had to learn a little bit about to be in this country. So there's that.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to spin the wheel. Find out what your category is.
Maybe all the answers will be about Bill Clinton.
I don't even know what to wish for right now.
Psycho Shannon!
Yeah. Finally!
Yay!
Dang it!
Man, what's the actual category again?
The actual category you're going to be answering questions in, Nikki, is things that keep Shannon awake at night. So you know this could be anything.
Oh, Lord.
Let's think positive, Nikki.
Very much. All
okay,
right.
Okay, we're going to play now for $600. Here's your first question.
Question number one. This boy band has had the right stuff Shannon's whole life. She even Frenched, kissed one of the members of the group a year back.
Oh, yeah.
A few years back.
Okay.
I'm going to let JC answer it.
Okay. All right. That would be New Kids on the Block.
Yes, it is New Kids on the Block.
Yep.
That's $600 in your pocket.
Which one did you kiss, Shannon?
Wahlberg.
Donnie.
Mr. McCarthy, Mr. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. Is and then I rode on Jordan's back, and I also rode on Joey's back.
Is that the last boy you've kissed?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, was that before or after Billy Bob Thornton?
Oh,
gosh.
What? You kissed Billy
after,
Bob first.
I think, yeah.
I think it was after.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Nikki, you're playing with JC. You already have $600. Who was the rude... And I'm going to read these the exact way Shannon wrote
them. Okay, yeah, great.
Who was the rude, diehard celebrity who Kid and Shannon went to interview who was so rude, Demi Moore divorced him, and Kid wanted to drive off a cliff after leaving the interview?
I'm going to say Bruce Willis.
That is correct.
All right, good job.
Yay.
Good job. Girl. Good job.
Yeah.
$700.
You've been listening a while.
Playing for eight.
Well, that was pretty dummy.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Who was the first winner of American Idol who is now married to Reba McEntire's stepson and now has a baby with him?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah!
That is also right.
This is so hard. That's awesome. You've won $800.
By the way, we can't verify all the validity in all these questions. It's just stuff that Shannon thinks about.
Okay, so basically I could answer whatever.
Pretty much.
No.
Here we go. You have to match
the right answer in Shannon's head.
Question number four. If you need to remember the colors of the rainbow in order they teach you in elementary school, remember this guy's name.
Roy G. Biv.
That is correct. You didn't even need JC's
name.
What was his name?
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G.
Biv.
G-B-I-V. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
I never learned that. I would have missed.
Nikki, you're the best partner ever.
You didn't know that,
JC? The young people are learning it now, Al.
You're the best.
Like red, blue,
that's
yellow.
That's crazy. Okay, this is it. You're playing. Is this the $1,000?
Yeah.
This is the $1,000 question.
All right, here you go.
Question number five.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to read this the way Shannon wrote it.
Okay. Perfect.
If you are told that you have a lazy eye... and that causes you to have daily migraines and wear glasses where one lens is so much stronger than the other, which causes you to have one cyclops eye, you might be forced to wear one of these. Should I reread the question?
No, I got it.
You got it? Okay. Emily?
We're going to let JC answer that one.
An eye patch?
That is correct.
Yay!
Also.
Wow.
We would have also accepted a pirate patch.
Shannon used to wear an eye patch.
That's right.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
That was before you got here. So you, Nikki, have won
$1,000. Yeah, Nikki!
$1,000, girl.
Nikki, let's celebrate.
Nikki Brzezinski. Yeah, JC's celebrating for you.
Okay.
All right.
We got more issues.
You got more work to do.
More work to do.
All right, so now it all comes down to this. You get the bonus question. You already won $1,000. If you get this correct, and it's not as easy... is the first five. If you get it correct, you get a trip to go see Katy Perry, compliments to Southwest Airlines and Capitol Records.
Is it still Shannon category?
It's still under the things that keep Shannon awake at night.
Oh, great.
Are you ready, Emily? Or Nikki?
Yes.
Question, the bonus question is, what was the name of the dog on the hit TV show Punky Brewster?
Oh, yeah.
5 seconds.
Yeah, got you, girl.
Can JC answer?
Yeah, I can answer it.
Are you tagging in JC?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you know this, JC. I don't know it.
The dog was Brandon, yo.
That is good.
Yes. Oh.
Nikki Brzezinski or whatever you call it.
You are going to see Katy Perry, girlfriend, with $1,000 in your pocket.
Oh, that was great.
Not only the $1,000, you add that. Aren't we giving her like $200 on top of that spending money?
If not, you are now.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We'll figure out what
to give away so much stuff, I can't remember. But you're going to Denver to see Katy Perry in concert with airfare provided by Southwest Airlines. Thank you to Capitol Records for hooking this up.
Oh, that was great.
Who are you going to take with you, Nikki?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a good girlfriend trip. I mean, you might want to take the husband.
Concert, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Find a guy named Brandon. Nikki, congratulations. Oh. Thank you for partnering up with me, even though you didn't get to choose.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on the line for us, okay, Nikki?
Uh-huh.
That went beautifully.
All right. That went great.
Shannon,
good job.
You're so random.
That's not random. I mean, that's...
Eye patch.
Roy G. Biv.
That stuff everybody knows.
I've never heard that.
Of our age.
I had no idea.
I had a teacher in elementary school.
No.
I mean, I didn't ask what I used to sleep with at night regarding
Chris.
Punky Brewster.
Oh.
Snow boots, duh.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. I don't think Nikki would have known that
one.
It doesn't
really snow here, so
nobody
should
know that
snow
one.
Boots.
Yeah.
Couldn't wear them, so I slept with them.
I thought she was going to say that guy that worked at Auschwitz.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's your personal.
We're going to have to shake that off.
That's okay.
We're going to shake it off right there.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back. Shake it off.
It's that feel-good bit we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get the vent.
Shake it off.
Yeah, just shake it off.
I'm just going to shake it off. Whatever's bothering me, whatever's got me down, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Life is short. I'm going to shake it off.
So where you hitting on that guy just now? Because life
you know
is
what?
Short.
Kelly was hitting
I
on
thought that
dude.
Was a very attractive man.
I wish. I don't know why I didn't tell you, JC. Turn on the recorder. If that had been me talking to a girl, it would go.
There was a very attractive man walking through the hallways, and we didn't know who he was. So yeah.
People just wander through here.
Yeah, to that man's wife. Yeah, Kelly hit on your man.
Shake it off. Actually, I didn't. He kept his hands in his pockets the entire time. Did you notice that?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's the guy move right there.
Yeah, that's player move right there.
I don't know if I'm ready yet. Uh-huh. I don't know if I'm ready to divulge that information.
Well, let's go to the phone. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got somebody you want to tell to just shake it off? Call us up. We'll put you on.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
We'll kick it off right here.
All right.
With our friend Fallon. Go ahead, Fallon.
Hi, to my boss, I wanted to let her know that we agree that I would take off every Wednesday for my kid, and every Tuesday before I leave work, she tells me, so you're not coming in tomorrow, just shake it off.
Shake it off.
Don't you hate when you do that? Like somebody gives you something and they keep bringing it up like they're mad that they gave it to you?
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, you need your hump days off there, Fallon.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling, babe.
That's your favorite day, Al.
Hump day!
Thanks for reminding him.
Sarah, welcome to the Shake It Off Lines.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm Sarah, and I'd like to tell my husband to shake it off. He is such a big baby. He gets sick, but he doesn't want to take medicine. He doesn't want to do anything to get better. So, honey, shake it off.
Shake it off, homeboy.
That could go to all men.
Yeah.
We just don't like taking medicine.
We just want you to take care of us. Yeah. That's all we want. We don't want any medicine. We just want to be coddled by the women that we love.
I have one for Kenzie.
All right.
To my wife, Kinsey, I absolutely think that throwing a birthday party for a one-year-old that costs more than $100 is extreme. Shake it off. That's my.
Dare you put a dollar limit on your daughter's first birthday happiness?
Well, you could do like...
You got a point. I mean,
you could buy
the kid's not going to remember it.
It's about a celebration of that precious life.
Celebrate 2 years.
Yeah.
2 or 3. In fact, have the 1 year birthday when they turn 4. At least I can remember it.
I'm down for like when they start remembering things.
Yeah.
So whenever that is, 4 or 5,
but
then.
The pictures.
We could take pictures of us with a cake.
Yeah.
$20.
Boom. Done.
Save. Susan, welcome to the Shake It Off Lines.
Hi. I want to tell my family to shake it off because my daughters are voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Okay.
How old are they?
One is 17 and the other one is 12.
Already got the curves?
Yeah, curves are cool.
We have curves everywhere.
There you go. Shout out.
Yeah.
So do I.
That's, you know what? Ooh, doesn't that strike a little fear in your heart? Because you know they're going to be getting so much attention from boys.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Boys be
it
all...
does, but I know that my daughters are very well-mannered. So
good girl.
Yeah. There you go.
Good girl.
Shake it off, family.
They'd be walking with their curves, and dudes be like...
Shake it off. Get used to it.
That's Clyde the Goat. He's our new favorite character on the show.
Clyde the Goat.
Clyde the Goat. Gotta love him. Let's go to Whitney, who has to shake it off for her mother.
Yes. To my mom, I just want to let you know that I'm not naming my daughter Juliet after you. I'm sorry. Shake it off.
So, well, how about just a middle name?
So what's your mom's name?
Her middle name is Roxanne, and she hates it. And that's actually, I wanted to do that as her middle name, but she told me she'd kill me.
Roxanne is awesome.
Yeah, Roxanne, I like Roxanne.
That's like a classic name that's going to make a comeback.
Yeah. You go with Roxanne, please.
Maybe she doesn't like Roxanne because isn't Roxanne the song about a night lady?
A prostitute or something. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I never knew that.
Is that what Sting's singing about?
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to put on
a red light. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Red Light District.
Right. Thanks, Whitney.
All right, Whitney, thank you. I thought he just meant, like, stop. Like she was prudish. No.
Oh.
Stop. Nicole has one for everyone. Welcome to the Shake It Off Lines.
Hello, this is to everybody who looks at me in disgust because I have 2 sets of twins and I only weigh 108 pounds.
Oh. You better not get in my line of sight. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So you're just a naturally
but it's
petite.
Not my fault.
You're a naturally petite woman and you just snap back.
Yes, Nat. I mean, I don't do anything. It's not my fault. Like, after my first are 7 and my last ones, they'll be a year next month, and it's just. It's just something that's happened.
You know, some people
try for twins,
got good genes.
Happened.
Some people are blessed.
Yeah. 2 sets
genetics.
Of twins. Man.
Well, congratulations. Yes, are you 4 and done?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I wanted twins. I wanted twins so bad because I figured it would be my only chance, to have babies. Because it took me, it was so hard for me to get pregnant.
Yeah.
I was disappointed when I didn't have twins, but now I'm sort of like, God must have known what he was doing because Emma Kelly is a handful.
Right. I wanted twins, too, but I'm glad I didn't.
But she would have somebody to play with, you know? Yeah. That would be a great thing.
I wanted twins, too, but, man, they would not come over.
Claire, you have one for your teachers? Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is to all the teachers like me who have that one student who makes you hate teaching sometimes when you have tons of great students that should make you love it. Sometimes karma needs to be the ultimate teacher. Let that one student go, shake it off, and concentrate on the ones that make you love your job.
There you go. There you go.
I applaud that there.
Well said.
Hey, 9 months later, that kid will be somebody else's problem.
are the class?
I don't want to wish that kid on anybody else, though.
I hear you.
Are the class clowns the most annoying ones, or the other difficult ones?
No, it's the ones who just have a bad attitude. It's your attitude is everything. I don't care if, you know, this subject isn't your favorite subject, but if you're a positive person, you make or break the classroom atmosphere. And if you're being cruel and argumentative on purpose, that's not conducive to learning for anybody.
I don't know how teachers do it. I mean, yeah. I come from a family of teachers, but I still don't know how you do it. Mm-mm. Because you have to deal with it every day, and you have to, you know, as long as the kid's going to keep coming to your class. And,
yeah,
you know, and the kid, you're trying to tell them, look, it doesn't matter. I mean,
you're doing
have
it for
a better
their
attitude.
Best.
Yeah, trying to help them.
# pay the teachers more, because you guys deserve it. Thank you for teaching the kids, Claire.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Man. I'm glad. I hope my kids aren't difficult. That's what I'm scared of. That I'm going to have difficult kids at school.
It's not just about the school. It's just like...
In general?
I dread the teenage years. I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
You hope for the best.
And sometimes good parents have bad kids, you know. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, it's a whole other subject.
Let's go with Amanda. Welcome to the Shake It Off Lines.
Good morning, y'all. How is everybody?
Hey,
great.
Good.
Good. Well, I'm going to have to tell my cousin, my fiance's cousin, to shake it off because at 9:30 last night, she proceeded to start texting my fiance and telling him how horrible we were for not inviting her to our wedding and her family when we are literally getting married in our backyard with, like, our parents and our grandparents and nobody else. Pretty sure she was smoking a doobie and drinking a beer and just had a little too much. Take it off and get over it. Really, if she'd like to pay for the wedding for us to have something big, say y'all can come, that would be great. But other than that, she's just shake it off, stop sending the drunk text. It's
that's
not cool.
Funny.
The angry drunk high text
that's
from the cousin.
You stick to your guns and you have that sweet little wedding.
There you go.
Yes, man. Thank y'all so much.
Thanks, Amanda.
All right, good luck. Guys. Congratulations.
Oh, love you. Congratulations.
Yay. She's all married and stuff now.
About to be.
You can keep that going on our Facebook page.
Sure, why not?
The Kid Craddock Morning Show Facebook page is always welcoming of Shake It Off stuff.
And all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we could do it all week, and then we'll do it next week again.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I had an epic parenting fail.
You did. That's hard for me to believe because you know, I know you try really hard.
I do, Al. I want to be the best daddy I could be.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I admire that.
And what took place made me want to curl up into a ball, Kelly, and I'm sure you've dealt with this with Emma, Kelly. I wanted to curl into a ball, turn into dust, and be blown into the wind because I was that embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
We've, Kaysen, my son, is 2.5 years old, and we've reached the point where you cannot say things around him unless you want him to learn those things.
He's listening.
Right.
Yep.
So, I will preface this by saying that this blog that I wrote is PG-13.
Okay.
And we do like to wait until 8:30 because we have the 8:30 rule.
8:30 Central.
Yep.
That's all. That's the best we can do.
Thank you.
Yeah, best
and,
we can do.
You know, we try to wait for the kids to be out of the car, but it's not dirty or anything like that. It's just something that we all have to deal with. So for the rest of this conversation, a certain body part that females have will be this. Okay?
Okay.
That way I don't have to say the word. So anytime you hear this, it's a body part.
All right.
A certain body part.
And we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the story. So, all right.
So every night I read to Kaysen, usually, maybe about 5:30, he brings a book to me, and I read it to him, and have fun sitting on the couch. It's our thing that we do.
Very nice.
He brought us this book, or he brought me this book called Pat the Bunny.
Okay.
Pat the Bunny, and it's one of those interactive books where there's things you pull on, and you can pet the bunny, and there's
like
things you...
Daddy's beard is rough. Rub Daddy's beard, and it's a little piece of sandpaper.
Oh, okay. It's really cool. So it teaches them, you know, sensations and feelings and smell. So I love this book.
Sounds simple enough.
But this was a new Pat the Bunny because it was Pat the Bunny's birthday.
Okay.
And so
there's a new Pat the Bunny?
I don't know how new it is, but to me it's new.
I didn't know there was a sequel.
Yeah, it's the birthday.
Pat the Bunny, too.
Pat the Bunny birthday.
Bunnies do multiply, Kelly.
It even comes with a Pat the Bunny, like a bunny.
Yeah.
And so we're reading this Pat the Bunny's birthday, and we get to the end of the book, and that's when you got to blow out the candles for the cake. And when you open the page, it's, you know, you open the page, and right in the center of it is a cake that pops out.
Oh, so it's like a 3D book?
Yeah, it's like a 3D book.
I don't know what they call those, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, you know, you open it, boom, cake pops out. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me being a guy, I noticed that this looked a little bit funny.
Funny so, how?
Because if you barely open the page.
Funny ha-ha, funny weird.
Funny ha-ha to me.
Yeah.
To my juvenile mind.
Okay.
If you barely open the page, I'm maybe halfway. It doesn't look like a cake because it's not popped out yet.
What does it look like?
It looks like a...
Are you telling me?
Kelly, I swear it really does.
You're reading a children's book.
Yeah. I find the weird things in children. I feel like they're trying to sneak things past us with children's
books. You seriously
books.
Think...
Oh, yeah.
They purposely made it look like...
I guarantee it.
A woman's...
I guarantee it. Yeah. Uh-huh. I guarantee it. So I nonchalantly, not to make a big scene, Kinsey was sitting to my left, Kaysen on my right. I'm holding the book. Halfway open on that page, and I looked at Kinsey, and I said, hey, Kinsey, doesn't this look like a...
You said the word.
I said it, and I kept the scientific...
Now, did you say the vulgar term for it or the medically correct term for it?
I kept the
biologically correct term.
I kept the one that sounds like a state.
Oh.
State?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, West?
Yeah.
You West know? Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, okay. There.
Oh, yeah. There's very
east.
Famous West Virginia.
So at least
east
I kept
in West Virginia.
I kept the scientific.
Okay.
You know, just in case.
Okay.
You never know. But I said it quietly enough to where I didn't think he picked it up. And as soon as I said it, Kinsey chuckles, I chuckle, and Kaysen sees that we laughed about this. So he goes, oh, what's that? I want some. Automatically, I start laughing.
Wow.
Here's my 2.5-year-old kid
saying,
your
voice carries.
You know, that's just weird. So we laugh, but the more you laugh, the more he wants to say it.
Yeah, he's being entertaining.
So we had to stop, and we had to hold our laughter. But it was already, damage was done. He already knew.
It's in his head.
Whatever I'm saying, I don't know what it is, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to continuously say it.
Because they laugh every time I say.
Every time you say.
Thank you.
We're going to laugh.
Timing was off, but that's
my bad.
Yeah, no problem.
So we move on. I try to get past the book.
Yeah.
I don't mention anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure he's just going to forget about this word. Everything's going to be fine.
Sure.
So Kinsey says, hey, we got Chloe's birthday party coming up. I need you to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, absolutely. I usually take Kason with me because it gets him tired. He likes going. So I'll take Kason with me to the store. So we're walking down the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a good time. And I'm teaching, there's banana. And bananas are yellow. There's orange. Orange is yellow.
No.
All right. So
no.
I mean, orange is orange.
Out of every color you can pick. Orange is orange.
I'm sorry. This is not
I'm so stupid. I'm just going along with the story. Like, yeah.
Orange is yellow.
Yeah, orange is yellow.
So you know how you're teaching your kids stuff.
Yeah.
We get to the aisle where they have the pastries and the cakes and all that good stuff. And Kason stops. And there's about three ladies in that aisle. And one of the ladies is picking up the boxed mix.
Mm-hmm.
And Kason goes right behind her and he goes, I think he's pointing at the box. But it looks like he's pointing at the lady. And he goes, I want some.
Wow.
In the middle of the aisle, I am sitting there. I'm with my left leg sneaking off and trying to hide myself behind the potato chips. Because my son is just sitting there going, Papa, I want.
Oh,
Papa,
no.
You want. Papa, I want. Mmm.
Boy, he goes on and on. Like father, like son.
He's a hungry little good guy, isn't he?
Maybe he's heard it more than just the time you thought you Pat the Bunny got a little PG-13.
Yeah. My face was as red as that red velvet box.
Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do? How are you going to fix this?
No, because I can't take him outside now because every time he sees a cake, he calls it. I need help. I need help bad.
Kelly?
I accidentally said the S word in front of my daughter once when she was about two. I dropped something. It was glass.
Mm-hmm.
And broke. I thought it was going to break. But thankfully, it just one of those situations where it bounced.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But I was like, oh, and it came out so quickly. And I tried not to act like it was a big deal. I kind of halfway looked at her and then went about my business and act like it was no big deal. She thought I said the word for a big boat.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Right?
Good.
But she kept, whenever something happened, she'd say, their ship.
Right.
Say ship.
She would say it over and over, and I'd be like, and try that like it wasn't a big deal. But then she kept saying it over and over because she knew when I said it the first time, it was a big reaction. So she'd look at me.
That's the problem.
Ship. I was like, finally. And Kelly, okay, stop it. Seriously, stop it now. Stop it.
You're
supposed to. I don't know what you're supposed to. I think you're supposed to ignore it and hope and just keep saying, no, honey, that's a cake.
Cake.
And just keep saying, no, honey, that's a cake. And if you want cake, you have to ask for it the right way or I'm not going to get you any.
I feel like Rihanna had a kid and she had the same problem with that song.
Well, how perfect is that? I didn't even put two and two together.
Cake.
Yeah.
Cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she's singing about. Huh.
No way.
No.
Is she?
No.
Yes.
I'm learning so much this morning.
Wait, is she? I think she is.
Y'all got some bad kids.
Oh, really, Al? What?
At least we can name all of ours.
Maggie, what'd your kid say?
My daughter used to pronounce the words ice cream as if she was saying humping.
Oh.
And so every time she said she wanted ice cream, which has unfortunately happened in the summertime, she would say, I want some humping.
Oh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't you hate it when your computer crashes?
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
I'm lost.
You lose everything.
How dependent we are on technology.
I remember back in the day in radio, they used to have carts.
Hey, I used to work in radio when we had razor blades and tape.
Yeah.
Cut up the tape. And like these young children today working their radio jobs. They don't know how good they have it until the computer crashes.
I got to use carts for a little bit. That was stressful.
You know, we had carts, like little 8-track tapes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of technology, we had Reagan James in here a little bit earlier. She's from The Voice. She's been a guest.
Speaking of technology.
She's been a guest on our show.
And with some
Hold on, that was your seg?
With some of this technology, I actually made a video. I have video on my phone.
Oh, okay, technology, got it.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. Craig and James is on The Voice. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the show for any time at all, when we did the Talent Scout competition, she was my pick. Had nothing to do with her being on The Voice. It's just a lovely coincidence, and we want to follow along on her journey. And she got picked by Blake Shelton. Mm-hmm. Al is in love with Blake Shelton.
Okay, in love. But serious man crush.
I thought she picked Blake Shelton because of our show. I really
Maybe.
Did. I thought because she's like, oh, well, Al kind of likes him, so I guess I'll go with him.
It is her career at stake. I know she likes Al a lot.
Right.
So anyway, I made asked a favor.
Yeah, you know, everybody's making these videos. Will you go to the prom with me? Will you go to the homecoming dance with me? All of these people are making videos. So I made a video for Blake Shelton. To hopefully that Reagan will be able to show Blake, and Blake will come down here and maybe hang out with me.
Okay.
Hey, Blake Shelton, what's up? This is Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Just want to tell you, got kind of a guy crush on you. Not in a strange way, but I am kind of looking forward to hanging out with you at some point. Come by my bar, McKinney Avenue Tavern, have a beer on me, maybe even a shot. We can kind of hang out and kick it for a little bit. Your latest song, Come a Little Closer, real special song to me, so... That's why I come a little closer to you every day, right here.
Okay, so you really can't see what I'm referencing.
Did you toot?
No. Somebody put that in there.
But, it sounded like you tooted.
I don't think I did. So there's
that back.
There's a cardboard cutout of Blake that the camera is.
Oh, did you toot?
It goes right to the cardboard cutout of Blake as I sit down on the commode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
I think your body has a natural reflex.
Did you toot, Al?
No, I don't think I did.
Listen.
Okay. I mean, you know what I did? You know what? Sometimes you get excited. You know, you can scare the crap out of somebody. You can scare the crap out of somebody. So, you know, maybe I was just so nervous, so much nervous energy.
Oh, wow. You're really going to send that to
him. That is pretty funny. In our bathroom, you know, Blake Shelton does, was it Pizza Hut or Pizza?
Yeah,
it's Pizza Hut.
And they have this big cardboard cutout where he's holding a piece of pizza in his hand, and they rigged it where it looks like he's holding our toilet paper dispenser. And people walk into our bathroom and flip on the light, and they'll scream because they think a man's sitting there on the toilet.
And they think Blake Shelton is really, really short.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's very funny.
But you have to go to Kid Nation to see
Blake,
that.
Blake Shelton looks at you anytime you use the bathroom. In our bathroom, that is. So, anyway.
So I can't wait for Blake Shelton to get that video of you tooting on there, Al.
Well, you know what? Maybe that'll make him... maybe it'll be endearing. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's how you keep it real, dog. That's keeping it real.
You said, I kind of have a guy crush on you, and then you toot in the video.
Hey, that's keeping it real.
You, every day, right here.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.